Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joining us right now, another one of my good buddies does a great job covering the Jets for the New York Post, and that's Brian Costello. Hi, Brian. How are you?
I'm good, Joe. How you doing?
I'm doing all right. The Jets haven't lost a game yet, so I'm good. The Mets, Mets have won seven in a row, so I'm actually doing okay right this moment.
There you go.
And it is Friday. I'll start with this. I am very high on this team this year. I got to tell you right now. I realize we haven't even played a preseason game yet. I get it. I love the – let's start with the addition first, though, of Ryan Khalil, because, boy, that came out of nowhere, and what a move by Joe Douglas.
Yeah, it sure did. And, you know, the biggest question I had when they hired Joe Douglas in the middle of June is, and I asked him this at the press conference, is what can he do to improve the 2019 Jets? Right, because it's June.
Right,
he's getting
hired. Right,
there's not a lot of guys out in the street. And you know, there was three glaring holes on this team: center / offensive line, but mainly the center, pass rusher, and the second cornerback. And it was like, how is he going to fill these holes? Well, he figured out a way to fill one of them with Khalil, and it was a creative. You know, I wasn't thinking, hey, maybe this guy will come out of retirement. So I'm curious. You know, when we get to talk to him, we get the backstory of how he kind of. You know, whether he had to nudge the guy or how this came about, but it was a great move, I think. You know, they couldn't really go into the season with Jonathan Harrison as a starting center. He's a career backup. You know, Khalil's 34. There's some questions. He had neck injury a few years ago, but, you know, if it works out, you know, I think this is really a shows Joe Douglas some creativity from him to fill a hole on the roster.
And he was hurt. He did have some injury issues, but last year he played every game. He played all 16 games last year.
Yeah, and... You know, we just talked to Adam Gase, and he said, you know, if you went and watched the tape from last year, he played really well. So, you know, they're not really worried about it, it sounds like. And I think he's here today getting his physical, and they're going to take their time getting him on the practice field to make sure he's, you know, in football shape and ready to go before he's out there.
All right, now this is kind of a two-pronged question. Number one, I heard Kelvin Beachum got hurt today, and why not make a run at Trent Williams? How about that?
Yeah, he hurt his ankle. It didn't look overly serious. He walked off under his own power. You know, that's really all I can judge it on right now. And Gase didn't seem all that concerned, but he might be out for a little while. The Trent Williams thing, I you know, my understanding right now and my thought is the price is probably really high for Trent Williams right now. It sounds like everything coming out of Washington is the Redskins are saying, you know, we're not going to trade him. So they're kind of dug in right now, the two sides. Now, as the season gets closer, maybe the Redskins will be a little bit more motivated if this guy still isn't showing up to move him, and maybe the price comes down. You know, I don't know what they're asking for right now, but I would kind of wait to see, you know, if you can get him for a third round pick, maybe
right,
do that.
Right.
I don't think I'd give my first round pick for him. He's a great player, but he's 31. You know, I think you kind of wait and see and where the price goes, but you know, maybe they do that before the season.
Back to Beachum. It doesn't look like it's a serious thing or not.
It didn't. No, he walked. Like I said, he walked off. He walked in the locker room. So, you know, it could be a sprain or something like that. You know, we'll know more tomorrow after he gets tested and stuff. But Gase didn't really seem overly concerned when he talked to us.
Right, right. And Crowder's okay, right? I mean, it doesn't look like there's any issues with Jamison Crowder, right?
No. He went down with a foot injury. I guess that was Monday. But he was right back out there Wednesday, and the guy's just all over the place, Joe. You're going to love him when you get a look at him and what he can do. He's just so quick, and he just always seems like he's open, you know, and he's in the slot a lot and kind of gets matched with that third cornerback. And the funny thing about training camp, Joe, is when it's Jets versus Jets, it's good news, bad news, right? Crowder's making plays all over the field, but then you're kind of like, well, is Brian Poole giving up all these plays?
The quarterback
they find from Atlanta, you know, it's just a little bit of, okay, you know, I'm curious to see how he looks when they start going against other teams. He and Poole have been battling out here, but Crowder has been very impressive early in training camp.
All right, how about the cornerback position now? I mean, you got Roberts, you mentioned Poole, obviously Trumaine Johnson. Why haven't they tried to? Why haven't they re-signed Claiborne? I mean, I don't think anybody signed them, have they?
No, they haven't. No, I don't get it. I would bring Claiborne in just to give him a look, see what he has left. I thought he had some good moments last year. You know, he played pretty well at times.
He was better than Johnson.
Penalties. Yeah, he commits penalties, but you know he has some good games. So I don't understand it. You know, the right now Tremaine Johnson actually went down with an injury today. He had a groin injury today.
Oh, did he?
So yeah, and they have no depth at that position. You know, they have Darryl Roberts on the other side.
Right, right.
They got a few younger guys trying to make the team. You ask about Trent Williams, and if I'm Joe Douglas, cornerback is the higher priority to me than left tackle.
Right.
So
right.
If you're going to have to give up draft capital at some point to make a trade, I would be looking at that cornerback market. You know, is there someone out there that wants to trade a cornerback? Now, the team you keep hearing is the Eagles because that's where Joe came from.
Right, right.
And they have a lot of cornerbacks. Some of those cornerbacks are now hurt at the moment. But the sense there is, you know, some of those cornerbacks might shake free and maybe the Eagles look to deal one before cut down day, and you know, maybe they get a late round pick and the Jets could possibly upgrade there.
Talking to Brian Costello, talking Jet football with Brian Costello. What I'm reading, Keenan Williams looked pretty good, huh?
Keenan Williams, yeah, he looks very good. And he's getting some first team reps now, mainly second team, but he just kind of has it, like that quality. To me, he reminds me of Sheldon Richardson when Sheldon got here. Just like, you know, just so quick off the ball. And he's not a huge guy, but he's just so fast. And he yesterday, I guess it was, he blew up two plays in the backfield where he almost like took the handoff. He was in the backfield so quickly. So again, you know, he's been running with the second team a lot, so he's finished the second team offensive line. He's another guy I'd like to see. You know, when the games start, probably not next week against the Giants. That's going to be the starters only play a little while, and I would think, you know, he's not going to play that long. But when we get deeper into the preseason, and he has to face some starting offensive linemen from other teams, that's going to be fun to watch.
And I was talking Brian Costello, Jet football, and I read where you said Assembly just wiped out my buddy Avery Williamson practice the other day, right?
Yeah, he's good. I mean, that was a good move. You know, McCagnan, I know, ended up losing his job, but I thought that trade was a really good move.
And sure.
He's a real, if he can stay healthy, you know, he had an injury last year in Oakland, and from some people I talked to, the mood in Oakland got really bad last year after Gruden traded away Khalil Mack and Amari Cooper. Some of the veteran players were looking around going, you know, what are we doing here? And I think he might have been affected by that. He's kind of been given, a rebirth here with the Jets, and he's looked good so far, too.
How's C.J. Mosley looking right now?
Good. You know, he's flying around. I actually saw him today. He came in on a blitz. He would have had a sack, you know, if they were able to tackle the quarterback. He's moving around. And I think, you know, the big thing with him, Joe, is what he can bring to the locker room, too, in addition to the field. You know, he's played in Baltimore for all those years. He knows what a winning culture looks like and can kind of help bring that along for Gase. I think that was a big part of why they wanted him beyond what he does on the field. But, yeah, he's going to be a huge addition for this defense, I think.
All right, how about the quarterback? How's Sam looking right now?
He looks great, Joe. And I hesitate to, like, you know, I'm kind of trying to keep saying to myself, like, you know, it's August 2nd. You can't go over
training camp. Right.
But, I mean, man, if you were able to watch these practices, you'd just be like, wow, you know, you've got yourself a quarterback. Like, he is legitimately a good quarterback. I don't know. You know, he needs some help around him. He needs some help from the guys around him. He needs the offensive line to protect him. But just some of the throws he makes are crazy. The other day he had one. He was rolling out to his right, and it just looked like the play was dead. It looked like he'd run out of bounds or he'd throw it out of bounds. And somehow he found Robbie Anderson on the sideline and just threw this fastball across his body to Robbie. That was just like he's just a wow throw, and he makes like one of those a day where you're just like, holy cow, that's an amazing throw. And he looks consistent. He's only thrown one interception during the team periods. But again, like kind of like I said about Crowder before, I want to see Sam go against cornerbacks other than the Jets cornerbacks.
Yeah, right. Sure.
They're shaky,
sure,
like we talked about. So he's taking advantage of that too a little bit, I think. But he looks in sync with his receivers, and he just looks more confident and comfortable in year two. Like, you know, this is his team now. He's not fighting for it. He's not a rookie anymore. So I think Gase has helped him. Gase is always in his ear. I think that's a pretty strong relationship there. So I expect big things from Sam this year.
Now, how about Le'Veon? Le'Veon, he's saying all the right things. I mean, it seems like he's really motivated to have a big year this year, right? You there, Brian? Did we lose him? We lose Brian Costello? Okay, I guess so. Started talking about, I don't know. I guess he's going. We're taking a break? All right, let's see if we get Brian back. A couple more things I want to hit him with before we go. So we'll break and we'll be back. WFAN. All right, we got Brian Costello back with us. He, of course, covers the Jets for the Post. All right, as we lost you.
That's
all right. Le'Veon Bell. I mean, he's saying all the right things. I mean, I love what I'm hearing from him right now. I'll tell you that.
Yeah, it's hard to judge running backs in camp because there's no tackling, you know.
Right.
And the blocking is kind of, you know, it's tough. But he's broken off a few long runs. And there hasn't been anything where I've said, oh, he looks rusty or anything like that. He looks like he's in phenomenal shape. You know, he's been catching balls out of the backfield. Yeah, that's been great. So he's moving around fine. I think, you know, we need to see him in some game action to really know. But and the thing there is really how he gels with this offensive line, because we all saw him in Pittsburgh with that running style. You know, he takes his time.
Yep.
How do you know, does the line get used to him? Does he get used to the line? I think is the question.
All right, the coaching, I mean, what I'm reading, again, and I wasn't, you know, I was not crazy about Adam Gase, but I mean, what I'm reading is, I mean, look, there's no doubt the coaching is going to be better from what it was the last couple of years. But what do you see? I mean, you see a big difference in what's going on right now with Gase?
It's very competitive. Like, Gase and Williams kind of have this rivalry, which I think has to be good in practice. You know, the offense and defense are really competing against each other, and I see Gase and Williams trying to outsmart each other. You know,
really?
I saw one today, play today, Gase had the offense run up to the line of scrimmage, and then he has Darnold do a hard count, and the defense jumps. And, you know, I see, like, that's a win for Gase. You know what I mean? Like, that kind of stuff.
It's
not like they're just, like, all lining up and saying, we're going to run these 15 plays to that. They're actually, like, having periods where, like, Gase has a walkie-talkie, and he's talking to Darnold, you know, and Williams is on the other side with the walkie-talkie talking to C.J. Mosley, and they're basically calling plays against each other, like, as a game. I haven't seen that before.
Wow.
And, you know, so it's been very, very competitive between the offense and defense. And another thing that's been different, Joe, is, you know, since I've been covering the Jets for, like, the last 10 years, the defense has just dominated training camp. The defenses have been, you know, the Jets' calling card, and the offenses have been mostly terrible. It's much more competitive now. The offense actually wins some practices, so to speak.
Right.
You know, they're making plays where I haven't seen that in a long time.
Are they getting along? The Williams and Gase get along, or is it just basically, I mean, is it Buddy Ryan and Ditka, or is it just kind of a working relationship?
They haven't lost a game yet.
Yeah, right. That's true. No, you got that right. That's true.
Everything's kumbaya right now.
Right.
Let's see what happens if they lose some games. There might be some disagreements, but right now everybody's getting along.
Yeah. So what do you think about? So give me your feeling. Like I said, you know me, I'm the king of pessimism with the Jimmy. You know, I actually feel really good about this team. What do you think?
You know, I think they have a chance to be pretty good. I'm not going to go crazy, but the playoff team. If everything broke right, everything has to break right though. And the thing to me is, they have no depth, Joe. And if they have injuries, they are in trouble. Like, they right now, if you look at their starters, you know, we talked about a few spots where there's questions.
Cornerback, mainly.
You know, now they filled the center role. I'm a little, you know, pass rusher. They don't have a great pass rusher. But overall, I think their starters are, you know, they'd be a very competitive NFL team, and they can win some games. If they lose players, though, I just don't see a lot of depth on this roster, and I think that's what could be trouble. And typically in the NFL, you lose players. You know, they've had where 2015, you know, that 10-6 year old Bulls, they had crazy good health that year. And that helped. And so if they can get something like that, then maybe they can, you know, I see them as 8-8, and then they're possibly going up to like 9-7, 10-6 if everything went right for them.
Wow, 8-8. Yeah. I would not be happy with 8-8. I got to tell you, 8-8 to me
double
is
the win from last year.
Doesn't matter. Is this team? And I'll tell you right now, seriously, I want to see a Super Bowl by Sam Darnold's fourth year. That is me. What I'm looking at, I want sustained winning, Brian. Sustained winning. You know, they've never been in the playoffs 3 years in a row. I want sustained winning, and I want a Super Bowl like year four for Darnold. Is that crazy for me to say that, or what?
A little crazy, I think. I think there's still a little, you know, look, things can change. That's 2 years away. You know, I think 2 years from now they could be a competitive playoff team. Winning the Super Bowl, I'm not sure about that. You know, it could happen, but I don't know if you can expect that to happen.
Right, right. Well,
but look, the key is they have Sam Darnold.
Right. Like, no, of course, sure.
They haven't had a guy like this, you know, in a long, long, long time.
Yeah. Well, let's hope. I'm hoping for the best, my man. Right now, like you said, they haven't lost a game yet, so I'm good to
they
go.
They haven't.
Let's hope they stay healthy.
You sound like Ira, Joe.
No, let's not get delirious here. Yeah, I mean, you know, no. Let's not get nuts now, Brian. But I am very
Evan,
I am high on the team. What?
Is Evan as optimistic as you?
I think he is. I think we all are. Wow. I think Ernie, all the Jet fans are optimistic about it. And remember something, too, and this is something maybe it should go the other way, all right? But remember, every coach, and you know this.
Yeah, first year.
Since Parcells, yeah. Is that a winning year?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Yep. No, so. I think there's something to that. You know, no coach jumps the team all bad. They work on personnel. There's no commitments to guys just because you drafted them 4 years ago.
Right.
You have a new regime. So I think, cut down there this year is going to be fascinating because Joe Douglas has no affiliation
with
any of these guys. I mean, Ryan Khalil.
That's about it.
So it's going to be fascinating to see if some of these draft picks from recent years get shown the door, and you know, even draft picks from this year, does he cut some of them? So it's going to be an interesting cut down there this year.
Brian, always a pleasure, man. First of many as the season,
all right,
season wears on. All right, man?
Great talking to you.
All right, Brian Costello with the Jets.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.